I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 52 to 69. We are reading from the NRSV translation. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Okay, so welcome to our 15th anniversary celebration. Hindi siya ideal, pero it is better than last year. Kasi last year, ano lang talaga eh, purely online. Ngayon, sabi ni Dan, we have eight people gathering with us sa Zoom. So, si Stanley, sina JT, sina Miriam. I mean, I don't know who's there, pero I'm assuming sila yung nandun. So, hello sa inyo, sa mga nasa Zoom. At kami ilan tayo dito? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 kami dito sa chapel. At tulad ng sabi kanina, lahat ay bakunado. So, akalain nyo yung 15 years na tayo, no? 15 years na. At 15 years na dito sa chapel, magti-3 years dito sa chapel, na ang dalawang taon ay hindi masyadong nagamit ang kapilya, lalo na last year, no? Nagamit naman sa shooting. Yan. So, 15 years. And baka nagtataka kayo bakit ganun yung scripture reading natin for today. No, John chapter 16, 52 to 69. Ngayon, maraming LGBTQI plus na Pilipino or even globally ang merong uhaw, merong gutom para sa Diyos. Lalo na nung nag-pandemic, di ba? Hindi lang LGBT, maraming tao ang religious naman talaga mga Pilipino, karamihan ng mga Pilipino, pero nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, lalo tayong kumapit sa pananampalataya. And then there is this hunger and thirst for God. And it is no surprise nor a secret that one of the most active, isa sa mga pinaka-aktibong mga tao sa simbahan ay mga LGBT, no? LGBTQ+. At once upon a time, many of us also hungered for God. Tayo. We also hungered for God once upon a time. At parte nga ng testimony ni Jack, na makailang beses na sinabi ni Jack na para sa kanya, hinanap niya talaga ang MCC. No, hinanap niya talaga. At marami rin sa atin ang hinanap ang MCC dahil sa paghahanap hindi lamang sa sarili, dahil rin paghahanap sa Diyos. Baka naman may iba pa at bagong pagkilala o karanasan sa Diyos, somewhere else, bukod sa kung ano yung kinalakhan natin. Bukod sa kung ano ang ating, anong itinuro sa atin, ano yung naranasan natin sa mga pinanggalingan nating simbahan. Baka kaya ilan sa atin ay hinanap ang Diyos sa ibang lugar. Yung iba naman sa atin, na-encounter ang MCC by accident or by an invitation of a friend or by an invitation of a jowa. Di ba? At naalala ko, yun nga pala, ano to, 7 years anniversary ni Jack at ni Glenn. Di ba? At nung unang beses sila nag-date, nag-Bible study si Jack, di ba? So, yung iba, no, by invitation of evangelization, no? So, yung iba, natagpuan ng MCC by an invitation of a friend, by accident, or by an invitation of a partner, or potential partner. At hindi natin na-realize, nung nakapunta tayo ng MCC, doon natin na-realize, ay, meron pala akong pagkauhaw at pagkagutom sa Diyos. For some of us. We never knew it before. Pero nung nakarating tayo ng MCC, doon mo naranasan, ay, may uhaw at gutom pala ako para sa Diyos. Tinanggap natin sa ating sarili na ayaw sa atin na simbahan. There's a point in our lives na ng LGBT na tinanggap na natin sa ating sarili na ayaw sa atin ang simbahan, so ayaw ko din sa simbahan. Diba? Some LGBT talks about leaving church. Tinanggap natin sa ating sarili na sapat na may maayos na buhay at trabaho. Ngunit nung nakilala natin at matagpuan ng MCC, natugunan ng MCC, maybe not entirely, pero whether entirely or partially, may natugunan yung MCC sa uhaw at gutom na iyon na hindi natin inakalang meron pala tayo. Similarly, many people during the time of Jesus were hungry and thirsty, both literally and symbolically. After all, in the Jewish way of life, hindi na iihiwalay sa buhay Hudyo yung secular at yung pananampalataya. All of it, you know, there is this hunger for God, thirst for God, that is both literally hunger and spiritual hunger. Maraming nagugutom sa sikmura ay nagugutom rin sa kaluluwa. At usually may ugnayan yung gutom sa sikmura at yung gutom sa kaluluwa. Kasi nga, I mean, pinag-usapan naman natin yan dito sa MCC, ang oppression ay intersectional, interconnected. At nung kanilang nasumpungan si Jesus, nakilala nila si Jesus, narinig. O mayroong taga Nazareth, nangangaral, nagpapagaling. nagkaroon sila ng bagong karanasan at pagkilala sa Diyos. Bagong karanasan kay Yahweh. At literal na sila ay pinakain ni Jesus, di ba? The feeding of the multitude, the feeding of the 5,000. At in the Gospels, twice nangyari yung pagpapakain ni Jesus in the pagpapakain nung napakaraming tao. At kanya rin silang pinakain ng mabubuti at tila mga makabagong mga aral patungkol sa Diyos at sa buhay. Jesus spoke and taught with power and authority. And this was backed with the great works of power. Who is this man who speaks with authority and power? Who is this man from Nazareth who can make the blind see? Let the crippled walk, make the crippled walk, and even raise up someone who was already dead. Sino ba itong taong ito? In Jesus, their hunger and thirst for God and a new way of life was being met. Kaya, nung nakilala nila si Jesus, bigla silang nagkaroon na yung kanilang pagkagutom sa Diyos ay biglang natugunan sa panibagong pamamaraan. And they had both curiosity and excitement and even some expectations that Jesus could possibly be the new promised Messiah who will liberate them from their oppression, from their oppressors, and establish a new Jewish golden age. No? And they saw Jesus as one in whom all their problems will be solved. Yun yung expectation nila kay Jesus. Pero, nagsimula si Jesus na magturo ng mga mahihirap na mga bagay. Jesus soon spoke and taught them some difficult and hard things. One of those ay yung binasa natin sa gospel ngayon. Kainin niyo ako, sabi ni Jesus. Inumin niyo ang aking dugo. Diba? Cannibalism. Sinong makakatanggap ng turong iyan, sabi ng mga Hudyo, at masikinong kanilang mga tagasunod. Nung una kasi, it was just the scribes and the teachers of the law that was offended. At marami mga tao nag-cheer. No? In-applaud si Jesus for bashing the religious authorities. The common people applauded this and approved of this. But then, Jesus continued to talk about very difficult things and behave in odd ways. Things about the Sabbath that was central and at the heart of Jewish life and practice. And even something as simple as washing hands before eating. Kasi sa mga Hudyo, bago kakain, meron silang ritual cleaning of hands. And there are times na kwinestyon si Jesus, ba't hindi ka naguhugas ng kamay bago kumain? Ba't yung mga followers mo hindi naguhugas ng kamay bago kumain? At yun yung famous line ni Jesus na hindi ang pumapasok sa bibig, siyempre naku-queer natin yan, di ba? Hindi ang pumapasok sa bibig ang nagpapadumi sa iyo, yung lumalabas sa iyong bibig. Diba? So he started to talk about those things. Jesus started to talk about loving your enemies and praying for them. Loving and praying for a Roman soldier. Sino bang enemy nila noon? Eh di Romano. Diba? Who is your enemy? The Romans. Pray and love the Romans who killed their sons, raped their daughters, destroyed their property, and constantly insulted them as a people. But Jesus said, love and pray for them. And this was not just talk. Meron ng isang Romanong centurion ang lumapit kay Jesus at sabi kay Jesus, pagalingin mo ang jowa kong twin. Kaya na-iskandalo sila. At hindi lang yon, sabi niya pa, wala akong nakitang ibang pananampalataya o dakilang pananampalataya sa buong Israel maliban sa Romanong ito. Na-iskandalo sila lahat. Pinagaling ni Jesus yung anak ng Syrophoenician woman, which is a pagan. Or the Samaritan, at tinawag niya yung Samaritano na mabuti. These people that were considered as unclean and idolaters, Jesus welcomed them. Sabi pa ni Jesus, destroy the temple, wasakin niyo ang templo, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. You want to be great? Gusto niyo maging dakila? Gusto mo maging star ng Pasko, kapatid? Deny yourself. Serve. Wash feet. Be last. Follow me. Sinong makakatanggap ng aral na ito? Ano pa? Quiz muna tayo. Ano pang ibang mga hard teachings ni Jesus? Yung mga difficult teachings ni Jesus? Ligwakin mo ang lahat ng kayamanan mo. Oh. Haggard yun. Ano pa? Ano pa yung mga difficult niyang ano? Difficult teachings? From ano? Growing up in a Bible family. Ano mga difficult teachings ni Jesus? Oh yeah, isa yan sa pinakamahit. Pag sinampal ka, ibigay mo pa yung kabila para sampalin din. Diba? Although ang argument naman doon, pag pumangatlo, diba? Dalawa lang. Pero pag iisa pa, ikaw na daw. Sabi ganyan. Chika lang. So maraming mga sinabi at ginawa si Jesus na mahirap sikmurain. Even for some of the people that were following him. At ito, isa yon, yung pinakamahirap sa lahat. Yung sabihin niyang, kainin niyo ang laman ko, inumin niyo ang dugo ko. At inulit-ulit niya eh, dito lang kayo magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Kaya yung, even the disciples, kasi di ba mayroong apostles, kasi mayroong iba pang mga taga-sunod disciples, even the disciples left him. Maraming sinabi at nakakalokang chika si Jesus na mahirap tanggapin at sikmurain. The people, including the disciples, started to grumble. Yun yung sabi dun sa binasa ni Stanley kanina. They started to grumble and whisper among themselves, who can accept this teaching? Who can follow his difficult instructions? Who can endure his harsh words? What was once an exciting and hopeful and a new experience of God through this man from Nazareth suddenly became confusing, offensive, and bordering blasphemy and sacrilege. At yun nga, cannibalism. Jesus acted in ways and said things that fell short or outside of the people's expectations. Parang jowa. Diba? Parang partner or potential partner. Nung kami ni Lawrence noon, nag-uumpisa pa lang kami, first 6 months, so naging kami na. Pero nung 4 months, 3 months, 4 months, ito ba talaga ang gusto ko? Sabi kong ganyan. Diyos ko po, sabi ko, kasi initial, yung first 6 months namin yan yung nag-aaway-aaway kami. Aaway, lahat aaway. Alam nyo na, kung sa mga nakakakilala kay Mars, ano yun eh, ano rin yun eh, baklang, ano eh, angil eh. No? Baklang maangil. So, there was a time na, siyempre nung first month namin, parang, oh, we're so in love. And you have these expectations and you have this pagtingin sa kanya. And habang tumatagal, may mga sinasabi, may mga ginagawa siyang napapa-oh my God ka hindi sa sarap. Napapa-oh my God ka sa buwisit. Diba? Napapa-oh my God ka sa buwisit. Sometimes, they fell short or they fall short of our expectations. And Jesus definitely fell short of the expectation of people and of his followers. Now, sa 15 years ng Open Table MCC, 11 years doon, andito ako, andun ako sa, dito sa Open Table MCC. In MCC, I found a new way of living, worshiping, and serving. Yung minsan ko nang kinalimutan at binaon na calling when I was in high school and college ay nabigyan ng panibagong buhay at kamalayan sa MCC. Everything was so happy and good in those earliest days and months and years in Open Table MCC. 2010, 2011, 2012. 2 years. Masaya ako sa MCC ng 2 years before 2012. And I was with God. I was with God and with my colorful tribe. Kahit ang tsaka-tsaka ng chapel sa Mindanao Avenue noon, hindi ko napansin ang katsakahan ng chapel noon. Masaya akong nakikipanambahan kasama ang mga kapatid kong LGBT. Na for the first time, nananambahan akong hindi ako anonymous. Hindi ako anonymous. Kasi pag sa lumaki ang Katoliko, pag sa Roman Catholic Church, papasok, anonymous kay, okay lang naman, daming tao, hindi ka nila kilala, hindi mo sila kilala, okay lang. Diba? But for the first time, I worship where people knew me. The whole me. And for the first time, I saw lovers, gay lovers, lesbian lovers, holding hands, at nagkikiss. Nung the giving of peace. Yung talaga, yung parang buong pagkatao ko parang hindi ko maintindihan. When those early days, when I was initially, unang mga linggo at araw ko sa MCC. And maybe some of you have had the same early days experience. I didn't know that I had a hunger for God until I was in MCC. Kasi okay na sa akin yung, before coming to MCC, okay na sa akin yung, yun nga, yung sabi ko kanina, maging mabuting tao, magkaroon ng magandang trabaho, magpapakayaman ako, at kung may jowa ako, di masaya. Kung wala akong jowa, at least mayaman ako. Diba? Yun yung thinking ko before. At okay na akong magsibang anonymous sa Roman Catholic Church. But I didn't know that I had a hunger for God until I came to MCC. There was something refreshing, authentic, and intimate to be able to worship and serve in the fullness of your humanity. But I will soon find out na kasama sa saya at ligaya ang hirap at bigat ng MCC at ng pagpapastor sa MCC. Our hunger and thirst for God was replaced. My hunger and thirst for God was replaced with grumbling when my expectations, or for some of you, some of your expectations were not met. when God became less and less exciting, or when MCC became less and less exciting. When from inspiration, it became a challenge. It became a struggle. Who can accept the things being preached in Open Table MCC? Who can accept what is being preached here? Although, dito lang din kayo magsisimba na sinasabi ng pastor, okay lang na hindi nyo tanggapin ang pinipreach namin. Sa ibang simbahan, kung di mo tanggapin, bumayas ka. Diba? Sa ibang simbahan. Kailangan, amen ka lang kay pastor. Who can accept the things that has been preached or that has been preached by Kakay and Joseph during the time? Who can endure the hardship? Sinong makakakaya ng hardship of organizing, sustaining, and upkeeping a church community of divas and starlets? Diba? I grumbled. We grumbled. In each of our own ways, we grumbled. When things that were said and done did not go our way in Open Table, we also found ourselves grumbling and whispering our dissatisfaction. Diba? Totoo yun. Totoo yun. Bawat isa dito, walang isang tao dito sa ngayon nandito sa nagagather sa atin ngayon dito, o yung mga nanonood na sa atin sa live streaming, or yung nandun sa Zoom, there is no single person who did not have a dissatisfaction with this church. And that is okay. That is okay. It happened. Meron bang jowa na hindi ka na-dissatisfy? Meron bang ibang community o group or company na hindi ka na-dissatisfy at one point or another? We murmured, we grumbled, we whispered. When we failed each other and when we got disappointed because it did not turn out the way we expected, we grumbled inside and secretly. I grumbled. Ultol ko sabi ka na, I grumbled. Nagngingit-ngit si pastor. Akakabwisit, mga shoot ang inamis, mga paksit, mga baklang ito. Diba? And I'm sure others felt the same way. Shoot ang inamis ng pastor ito. It happens. It happens. And then Jesus asked, do you also want to go away? Tanong ni Jesus kanina sa mga natira, natirang ano, kasama niya. Aalis na rin ba kayo at iiwan ako? At sumagot si Pedro, bida-bida palagi si Pedro. Siya palaging sumasagot in behalf of the 12. Kanino naman kami pupunta, Panginoon? Kanino kami babaling? Ikaw lamang ang nagbibigay na, ikaw lamang ang merong mga salita ng buhay. Now, I will never preach. I will never preach and say that God can only be experienced and known in MCC. Never yan preach ng MCC. Nasa statement of faith yan. Hindi ko ipipreach na kung meron tamang daan, kung meron dating daan, para sa LGBT, ito lamang ang rainbow na daan. Hindi ko ipipreach yan. Never ko preach yan, never ko ipipreach yan. Yes, God is as much present in many other churches as with MCC. Even in churches that are still anti-LGBT. Kahit nabwisit tayo sa mga anti-LGBT churches, naniniwala ako some way or another, andun din naman ang Diyos sa kanila. Imposibleng hindi. Andun ang Diyos. Masusumpungan din ang Diyos at si Kristo sa kanila, sa kabila ng mga kagagahan din nila. At masusumpungan din ang Diyos sa ibang mga relihiyon at ibang mga tradisyon. pero bilang isang baklang mananampalataya. Sa ang simbahan dito sa Pilipinas, ako, tayo, magsisimba at makikipamuhay na hindi ka anonymous. Na hindi ka titignan at uhusgahang makasalanan. Kahit hindi nila sabihin, yung simpleng titig, where else can you worship or I worship and serve that honors my life and full humanity? Saan ako pupunta, Panginoon? Saan ako tutungo? Dito lang sa MCC kita nakilala at naranasan sa panibago at patuloy na lumalagong pamamaraan sa kabila ng mga kagagahan namin. Dito lang. Dito lang kita nakilala, hindi sa pamamagitan ng sagot, kundi sa pamamagitan ng pagtatanong. Dito lang kita nakilala, maski sa aking alinlangan, even in doubt, only in MCC. Dito lang kita naranasan kasama ang kapwa kong mga sugatan at nasasaktan. Kahit na minsan kami rin ay nagkakasakitan. Dito lang namin narinig ang mga salita mong nagbibigay ng panibagong buhay at nagbibigay ng bagong kulay sa aming pananampalataya. Dito lang. Dito ka lang namin nakilala, Panginoon, bilang kaisa namin at katulad rin namin. Sa kabila ng lahat ng mga kagagahan ng bawat isa sa amin, dito lang ako, kami, naging lubos na masaya bilang makukulay ng mga Kristiyano. So for our 15th anniversary, I hope we can rediscover and rekindle our hunger and thirst for God in new and different ways. Especially for those of us who have been here for many years. For our friends and allies. For our friends and allies. Sa kabila ng mga challenges ng simbahang ito, I hope you will also rekindle what you have previously found with us as our friends, as our allies, as part of our network. I hope we can still rekindle the fire that we had in those first few days, first few weeks when we were new in MCC, sa kabila ng kagagahan din at pagkukulang ni Pastor. You know, we have new people watching us, looking at us, and waiting for us. We have all other younger people out there hungering and also thirsting for a new and different experience of God. Once upon a time, you were one of them, looking for answers, looking for clarity, or simply looking for people who understand the same struggle. And for the new ones, karamihan ng mga bago natin nasa Zoom, nasa live streaming. For the new ones, I hope kahit hindi pa lubos yung karanasan, lalo na pandemic, I hope you find that this rainbow-colored tribe, that you will find the bread of life here. The rainbow bread of life. The same way the older ones did many years ago. Masumpungan nyo dito sa Open Table MCC ang bago at kakaibang salita ng buhay. I hope we can finally stop, kahit for a while lang, stop our grumbling and once again come together for those more important and meaningful things that build up people's lives, spiritualities, and communities. I hope we can come together and focus once again to the reason and the center why we are here and why we are church. Sino nga? Ano nga ba? Ano nga ba yung sentro at punot dulo why we are church? Jesus Christ. Let us be reminded everything about church and MCC is about Jesus. And we confess that. We confess that na minsan kami sa Open Table MCC, gagaling masyado eh. So nakakalimutan din namin na it's about Jesus. We have to remember that it is about Jesus. And it is not even about our sexuality or gender identity. The church is not about gender or sexuality. It is about the love of God through Jesus. We are simply reclaiming what was denied of us. But it is not about us, ultimately. Let us be excited again, but in a new way. Let us be excited with all other possibilities. The possibility na yung kabilang room doon ay makuha natin next year. For the Philippine Pride Charities or Philippine Pride Cares na working title na aming tina-try gawin. No, yung NGO na yan, matagal na yung pinaplano noon pa. No, 2013 pa. And a subsidiary NGO ng Open Table MCC that does all the other charity work, solidarity work. No? And we are planning to have it next year, or if not next year, the following year, 2023. I hope we can be excited about that. To be excited about new things. Yung isang napag-usapan namin sa board, yung Digital Queer Library. A Digital Queer Library for Filipino students and for young LGBT persons searching for answers. The possibility of campus ministry. Meron tayong katabing universidad. Actually, meron pa isa pa doon sa may Kalentong. Dalawa. So that younger LGBTs may experience the inclusive love of God as early as possible. And they no longer have to experience, well, not all of them, but those who will experience that, may no longer experience what some of us had to experience, being rejected or converted in harmful ways. The possibility that after this pandemic, our people will hunger for God and hunger for community. And we have the opportunity to offer an open table. At the same time, let us be open and receptive to whatever new thing that God is about to do to Open Table MCC. Kasi pwede ang dami nating plano, pero iba pala ang plano ng Diyos. Whatever God is about to do with Open Table MCC and through Open Table MCC, let us be excited but also open to God's surprises. At binabalikan ko lahat ng nangyari simula noong 2016. Despite ng lahat ng mga nangyari at despite this pandemic, marami-rami pala tayong nagawa. Hindi ko akalain. Marami rin pala tayong nagawang mabubuting bagay together na hindi natin napapansin or madali natin nakakalimutan kasi nakafocus na tayo sa grumbling. Nakafocus tayo sa problema at sa mga kung ano-anong anik-anik pa. We have come a long way. Closing na. Hindi ko mahaba na. Closing spiel.
We have come a long way, and God has continued to journey with us and surprise us, even in those times of challenges and difficulties. God has journeyed with us. Emmanuel, God with us. So for our 15th year anniversary, the message is an existential question that I feel the answer is one that is full of hope, purpose, and possibilities, and surprises. The same question that Jesus asked, yung tinanong ni Jesus 2,000 years ago, is the same question today. Will you also leave? Will you also go away? And the one who answers on our behalf, yung San Pedro natin, the one who answers on our behalf is someone who have already left us in body but never in spirit. Tanong ni Jesus, gusto niyo rin bang umalis at lumisan sa MCC? Sumagot si Mike Mia. Marami namang ibang malalaking churches dyan. Sabi rin nila, affirming daw sila, I've been there. I tried to attend there. Pero iba sa MCC. This is where my heart belongs. This is for me, my home. I am beautiful. I am MCC.